Meeting. This is the annual spring revenue and expenditure subcommittee meeting in which we will be considering the 2023-24 allocation recommendations for the two separate funds, the state trial court improvement and modernization fund, the IMF, and the trial court trust fund, TCTF. And so to begin, I'll ask Oksana to take roll, please.
Sure. So we will start with Judge Kelly.
Present.
Mr. Yamasaki.
Yes, good afternoon, present.
Judge Fannin. And Judge Sachs. Okay, Ms. Burleson. Ms. Cameron.
Present.
Ms. Fleming. Mr. Landry is absent, and Mr. Taniguchi.
All right. Well, it does not appear that we have a quorum, and I'm wondering if part of the problem was the different invitations for the meeting that were sent out and the correction. So let's take a pause for a moment, and if I could ask either Oksana or somebody from the council, oh, there's Mr. Taniguchi, if we could send out a quick notice to the other members. They may be trying to log in on that other address that was sent out, that was corrected.
Judge Kelly, this is Brandy. I will reach out to the other members.
Thank you. All right, why don't we take just a few moments to see if that creates a quorum. And for a quorum, Brandy, would it be 5 members?
So we have, it would be 5. In a subcommittee situation, Judge, there is the option at the discretion of the co-chairs to proceed without a quorum. So I'll leave that with you to think about while we send an email out. We currently do have 4 members on, and I see we have Ms. Cameron. Ms. Bartleson is out for sure, as well as Mr. Landry. So I'll reach out to Judge Fannin, Judge Sachs, and Rebecca.
Brandy, Judge Fannin had said she can't attend today.
She cannot.
Okay. Okay, so if you could reach out then to Judge Sachs and Ms. Fleming, that would be great. And
I
Mr. Yamasaki.
That.
Thank you, Brandy. Mr. Yamasaki, are you comfortable moving forward with the number of members we have currently on the meeting?
Preferably having a quorum would be okay, but if we're not able to, in light of the schedule that we have, I would be comfortable moving forward. So let's see how successful we are.
All right, let's give Brandy then a few moments to check with the other 2 members that so we can get an update on Ms. Fleming and Judge Sachs, and then we can circle back around on this issue. So if everybody could just hold for a few moments, that would be wonderful. Thank you for your patience.
Okay, Judge Kelly and David, I did send the message out in the link. I copied both of you on the email. Putting Rebecca on the spot here, but I'll text her as well.
I just texted her.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Well, let's see if that doesn't rally our last member to join and see where we're at and give her a moment to respond. Again, thank you for everyone's patience. Sorry for the glitch.
Received an out of office from Judge Sachs that he's out until the 18th.
Yes, I'm seeing that as well. Baca, thank you.
All right. Has anybody heard anything back from Ms. Fleming?
I have not.
No.
All right, we'll give it another minute or two, and then we'll see what we would like to do regarding the quorum issue.
Okay.
And it's Brandy again, just to add while we're waiting, we're still being recorded and live streamed.
Thank you.
Judge Kelly, I wonder if we might be able to take this time to get an update in the interest of time from Mr. Theodorovich on some of the information that he has as it relates to the budget. I have some follow-up questions that I wanted to ask him following these items, if we were to go forward with them, that may be related, but it might be helpful if we could, but I'll defer to you.
That sounds good. We were going to ask for an update at the end of the meeting, but perhaps it would be a better idea to have this information for the members as we go forward with the item. So, Zlatko, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And good morning, everyone. Good to see you. So the first, I will talk about the Improvement and Modernization Fund and some of its recent history. It's been a turbulent fund in terms of its revenues over the past decade. I think David and I were part of groups that were really paring down expenditures about 7 years ago. And we got some general fund support for some of our key programs out of the IMF. But there's always been a question about solvency of the IMF. And to that end, we worked with the Department of Finance last year to get language in the budget that allows us to request additional revenue support to the extent that revenues decline and can't support programs. So we have that as a backdrop for some sort of safeguards on allocations that we make from the IMF. The materials, I think, speak to there not being a solvency issue. So that I would put that in the in the immediate term, the budget year, I think the forecast shows a healthy fund balance. And that's in part because our friends at the State Comptroller's Office who do revenue distribution audits have discovered over the last few years that there are some county distributions that were not sending all the necessary funds to the IMF. And so we've had some large one-time increases in the fund balance. And we've also then been able to adjust our forecast in terms of the revenue. So the IMF in the short term, and I'd say the next two to three years is in a good place. We just need to be mindful of potential future pressures. Those sort of volatility and expenditures tend to come from life cycle issues within the technology realm. And so I know we are going to be working with the Pettit and her team about what is the sort of longer term forecast on expenditures. But from an IMF perspective, I think we're in a much better place than we have been in the last, say, 3 or 4 years ago, where it was very low and we were doing a lot of scraping of prior year expenditures to see what savings were available. But so it's welcome news for this committee as to where we are, because it was quite an endeavor to reduce the expenditures in the IMF to get them within the revenues that we had. So that's good for us. David, anything in specifics about that one before I move on to the
TCTF? No, I don't think so. I think that was a good summary. I would only just add one point, and that is when years were very lean, there were many programs that had to be scaled back, and they were difficult to absorb. Many of the trial courts were the recipient of the programs that are supported by the JCC, and certainly some of the advances that we've been able to achieve with money were a little stifled when we had to scale some of those expenses back. So we find ourselves in unfamiliar but good territory by having a good fund condition. So I'm enlightened by the fact that it looks like we're okay right now, and hopefully in the coming year as well. But thank you.
And I would add, we've also gotten some general fund relief. For example, the litigation management program was moved out of the IMF. The revenues remained, and we were provided general fund. And so I think in our sort of transparency about all of our funds with the Department of Finance and the legislature, we make it clear these long-term revenue issues. And that's why you see backfills in the TCTF. That's why the budget has, in the governor's budget, a commitment of almost $180 million in a couple of years for the state court facilities construction fund. So again, our openness and transparency with the status of our funds and our reliance on fines and fees and its fluctuations, are, I think, an important part of our work. And I think, David, you've made a good question, is make sure that internally we're also aware. And that's why we do provide the fund conditions, but we often don't go into the depths of it. And this is a little bit of that. We're not going to go into all the revenue line items, but I think at the bottom line, it's the good work, the hard work of this committee and the council in the past, and our transparency in our forecasting. We had a legislative report that was required this year for the first time, a one-time report that had to describe the benefits of all of our programs funded out of the IMF. That was submitted to the legislature as in part for transparency. And though we do have an annual report otherwise on the expenditures, it was one in which we had to provide some data. So again, important partnership with everybody, both the governor's office, the Department of Finance, and legislature, making sure the programs that are funded in this are key and sort of the final core expenditures we need to make out of the IMF. We're in a good place there. So in terms of the trial court trust fund, you'll see at the very end of the materials, I believe it's the last page, there is a TCTF fund condition. This is those times when I used to look at this fund condition, I used to not be able to sleep at night. We had less than $10 million of fund balance in the trial court trust fund. We were borrowing funds to make sure that we could afford all of our allocations, and we're in a much better place there. Currently, we're forecasting, $104 million of unrestricted fund balances. Some of the restricted fund balances are things like Interpreter funds, as an example. There's a number of other things that are within the restricted, but this is unrestricted funds. And just to let you all know, I mean, we present this internally to the branch, to this committee, and the TICBAC and the JBBC and the council. We also, as part of transparency, work with the Department of Finance and let them know about where we are with our branch funds and its health. The fund balances are accumulations of unspent funds, primarily from judges' compensation. That's a particular line item in the budget. And so to the extent that there are judicial vacancies, any of those savings, unspent funds, remain in the TROC or trust fund. The temporary assigned judges program has had some savings that's contributed to the fund balance. And so as part of our transparency and sort of openness with the administration and the Department of Finance, we know that they may be looking at that fund balance potentially as part of any budget solutions. The general fund revenues thus far this year, I think we've reported repeatedly that they are been soft as compared to the governor's budget. And our interest as far as any potential solutions coming to this way towards a branch would be on a one-time basis and not anything that's on an ongoing basis. So protecting and preserving trial court base allocations. And so we wouldn't be surprised if they're not looking at all options. And again, as part of our transparency, this might be somewhere where they go. We're engaging with the Department of Finance about, you know, being good partners as best we can on budget. But again, we're in a good place now, and any extent there would be any sort of a, you know, sweeping of those funds, we'd be making sure that it was not to the detriment of the health of the fund and any impact on any court operations and allocations. But again, as part of our overall, you know, we put it out there, and I think it's better that we're active with our information than secretive about it, because they will see, and they will in these budget times look at all opportunities, as they did in the governor's budget, looking at the unspent deferred maintenance funds. What is sitting in the TROC or trust fund, you know, is general fund savings. So again, those might be things that are on their radar, but we again are being good stewards of all our funds, and we want to be good stewards both as you know, funding branch operations, but also the overall budget process. David, is that
good? Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, no, that's very helpful, certainly, in giving us some forecasts of, you know, the work that is done on this committee, but also recognizing some of the, you know, difficult decisions and that we have to prioritize in light of some of the fund issues that we have. So yeah, this is really helpful. So thank you.
Yeah, so broadly, the allocations that are going to be proposed to you today, the figures that you see in the fund conditions assume these level of expenditures, mm-hmm, and therefore have these reserves. And I think we're in a healthy spot now. Just as a comment on state general fund, the recent reports have general fund revenues under governor's budget forecast by about 4% of $4.8 billion. Mm-hmm. Remind folks from some information we provided before, but LAO back in February said they envision maybe a $10 billion hole that the administration needs to deal with. But a reminder is that the governor's budget was proposed with no drawdowns from the rainy day fund. So mm-hmm, they managed to breach their gap without tapping their reserves. So I think that there's still a lot of opportunities, and most have characterized the forecast as something manageable. We're just making sure that when it is manageable, we're hoping that, you know, we can influence them in a way that is not taking it on an ongoing basis from us. But
perfect,
we're in a good place.
And I see Excuse me, David and Judge Kelly. I'm sorry to interrupt, Zlatko, but I just wanted to make a note before any action happened that I have joined the meeting. So thank you. This is Rebecca.
Yeah. No, thank you, Rebecca. Thank you. Your timing is exceptional.
All right. So thank you, Zlatko, for that update and that background. That's, I think, very helpful as a tee up for our meeting. Now that we have a quorum, thank you, Ms. Fleming, we are going to proceed forward. And as a reminder, this meeting is open to the public and is being recorded. Please remember to unmute yourself prior to speaking. If everybody's had a chance to look at the minute meetings from the March 23, 2023 R&E subcommittee meeting, I would invite a motion to approve the minutes.
Fleming moves.
Yamasaki seconds.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. If there are any objections to the approval of the minutes, otherwise I will assume everybody is a yay vote. Hearing nothing, then we will accept that motion and approve the minutes. Thank you. Written public comments were not received for this meeting, so that concludes the public comment portion of the meeting, taking us to our first action item. Item number one, the allocations from the state court, State Child Court Improvement and Modernization Fund. That's why we always just use the acronyms, because it's so much of a word salad there. The IMF for 23-24, and this is an action item. We're going to hear from Mr. Mike Sun from the council regarding the item. And if we could have Mr. Sun make the presentation.
All right, thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Judge Kelly. Good morning, members of the Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee. My name is Mike Sun, and I am a senior budget analyst in Budget Services. Item one of today's agenda is requesting allocation from the State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund, or IMF, for the upcoming 2023-24 fiscal year. The total request is for $44.6 million, which is approximately $800,000 less than the prior year. The reduction is primarily due to one-time costs, as well as expiring budget change proposal funding. I would like to direct your attention to Attachment 1A, or page 10 of your materials, which shows the numeric details of this request. This is a summary by program shown in lines 1 through 33, and at the bottom of the page by office, shown in lines 34 through 44. Column D reflects the approved allocations for 2022-23, and columns E to G reflect the recommended allocations for 2023-24. Columns E and F breaks down the 2023-24 requests as approximately $7.6 million for state operations and $37 million for local assistance, respectively. The remaining two columns, H and I, shows the change from 2022-23 in dollars and percentages. Next is Attachment 1B on pages 11 and 12 of your materials, which provides detailed descriptions for each of the 32 programs outlined in Attachment 1A. And lastly, Attachment 1C on page 13 of your materials is the fund condition statement. In this, you will see that based on current revenue estimates, the fund is estimated to be able to sustain the program requests for 2023-24. Approval of the requested allocations will leave an estimated fund balance in the IMF of approximately $28.9 million in 2023-24, reflected under column D, line 25. We have invited office leaders and program representatives to today's meeting should you have questions on any of the specific allocations. The recommendation is to approve the 2023-24 allocations from the IMF in the amount of $44.6 million, and this is found on page 9. This concludes our presentation, and we are happy to take any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sun. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Sun at this time? Hearing nothing, would anybody consider the motion then for the total, just to be clear again, so the total requested allocation for 23-24 is $44.6 million. That's a decrease of approximately $800,000 from the prior year. The recommendation is laid out on page 9 of the materials. Is there a motion regarding the recommendation?
I'll make the first motions for Stephanie Cameron.
Thank you, Ms. Cameron. And is your motion to adopt the recommendation on page 9?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there a second to the motion made by Ms. Cameron?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Taniguchi. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing nothing, and I'm looking for the virtual hands to be raised as well, so I don't see anything. Adopting the Judge Conklin methodology of voting, I think we'll have that written into the Roberts Rules of Order. Is there anyone who opposes the motion? Hearing nothing, any abstentions? Hearing nothing, then we will consider the motion carried unanimously by the committee. Thank you very much, and I will turn the matter now for item number two over to Mr. Yamasaki.
Thank you very much, Judge Kelly, and good morning all. This particular item is an action item, and it's titled Allocations from the Trial Court Trust Fund for the 23-24 budget fiscal year. Materials are located on page 14, starting on page 14 of the materials. And specifically, this item is for consideration in the adoption of the recommendations for the 23-24 fiscal year involving preliminary allocations from the Trial Court Trust Fund for consideration by TCBAC at the May 4 meeting, as well as the Budget Committee and the Judicial Council on July 20th through the 21st, 2023 business meeting. This particular item is requesting total allocations for the 23-24 fiscal year at $254.2 million, which is an increase of approximately $3 million from the prior year. These allocation requests by the Judicial Council offices do not include the larger trial court operation allocations, as most of this funding goes through the workload formula methodology approved by the council and will be presented to the entire Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee in May, at the May meeting. And for this item, Ms. Oksana Tuck will be presenting the details. Ms. Tuck.
Thank you, Mr. Yamasaki. Good morning. This is Oksana Tuck, Senior Analyst with Budget Services. This agenda item requests adoption of the recommended preliminary 2023-24 Trial Court Trust Fund, or TCTF in short, allocations totaling $254.2 million. This is an increase of around $3 million from 22-23 allocations, reflecting approximately a 1% increase. This is driven by the combination of some increases and decreases in funding for various programs. We would like to begin by directing your attention to attachment A on page 20, which details TCTF allocations in state operations and local assistance appropriations for various programs. This attachment is broken down into sections to make it easier for you to review. Columns E, F, and G represent approved allocations from 22-23. Columns H, I, and J display the requested allocations for 23-24. And columns K and L represent the dollar and percentage change, respectively, from current year to the budget year. The bottom section of attachment A also provides two summaries of the total allocations, displayed cumulatively by each office and by each TCTF program. Next, attachment B on pages 21 and 22 provides narrative descriptions of the programs receiving TCTF funding allocations. Lastly, please see attachment C on page 23, which displays the TCTF fund condition statement. It is projected at the end of 23-24 to have a fund balance of $207.7 million, of which approximately $100.3 million is restricted and $107.4 million is unrestricted. Therefore, the TCDF is anticipated to have sufficient resources to support 23-24 proposed preliminary allocations. In conclusion, the recommendation presented on page 19 is to provide a total, approve a total of $254.2 million in preliminary allocations for 23-24 from the TCTF for consideration by the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee at its upcoming May 4th business meeting. Please note that since these are preliminary allocations, some modifications may be necessary based on future state revenue revisions and priority changes. That concludes our presentation. Should subcommittee member have any questions, we have Judicial Council staff on the call for this item to assist answering questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Tuck, for the comprehensive description. At this time, I'll open it up to members of the subcommittee if there are any questions related to some of the information that was contained in the materials.
This is Rebecca. I do have two questions.
Yes.
In the document on page 20, it looks like there is, I'll call it significant reductions around the audit services area. And so I'm wondering if that is just being re-categorized or if there is a reduction in the actual service level.
Well, the main reason for reduction is because the audit by the State Controller's Office is happening every other year.
Got it. Okay.
So thank for the you. Next year, we don't have any need for it as we have for the 22-23. So we will have the same increase coming for the 24-25. So it's kind of going up one year, going down next year, and just kind of cyclical like that.
That makes perfect sense. My second question was a similar question around line 29 for information technology. There looks like it's a reduction of 1.4, and I'm just wondering if that is kind of signaling the end of a particular project or reduction of expense area, and it just seems kind of significant as far as the reduction in that line 29 on page 20.
Line 20.
Do we have folks from IT who could respond to that question? That'd be helpful. I think it's made up in one particular line, which is line 20 in the.
And if it's a combination of things, I'm fine passing on the question. I just wanted to know if there was a specific driver of that reduction.
Yeah, so basically what happened is in the current year 22-23, the CMS V3 courts are finalizing and decommissioning the program. So there were three courts that still used that system, and it's been discontinued as of this fiscal year. So it was like around over $1 million allocated in the current year for that specific item. But because there is no more need, so the program is discontinued, there is no funding needed for that. So this is specifically for the civil small claims, probate, and mental health, which we call, in short, V3 case management system.
Great. Thank you. I have no further questions.
And I was going to add one thing, if I might. You'll notice that there's an increase online. I've got to find my materials again. On the jury line. Of $4.2 million, line 7. That
yes.
is because of AB 1981 that not only authorized the jury pilot, but also an increase in jury reimbursement. We submitted a legislative BCP, which was included in the governor's budget, to add for, we estimated that the cost increase in jury reimbursement would go up by $4.2 million, and they're providing that funding in the budget. And so it's not a cost, a new cost without revenue. It's actually a funded cost. So absent that change, we'd have actually had, I think, a net decrease in overall TCTF allocations for the year. But again, it's good news. Legislation was passed. put in a BCP, it gets funded, and that $4.2 million is reflective of $4.2 million of general fund coming into the TCTF to fund those costs.
Right.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Rebecca and Mr. Theodorovich, for sharing with us some of that information and the questions. Are there any other questions that subcommittee members might have? I see none and hear none. At this time, would somebody like to make a motion to the item which is listed on page 19, which includes a recommendation?
This is Rebecca. I would move the recommendation as stated on page 19.
The item has been moved for approval by Ms. Fleming. Would somebody like to make a second?
Stephanie Cameron will second.
Seconded by Ms. Cameron. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Is anybody on the subcommittee opposed to the motion that has been made and seconded? Any abstentions? Hearing and seeing none, I would consider this item approved. With that, Judge Kelly, I'll turn it back over to all of you. And thank you, Ms. Tuck and Mr. Theodorovich, for the detailed description, and all of the members of the JCC team who were present and available to answer some of the questions. So thank you very much.
And I echo those thanks to the JCC members being present, ready, and able to answer any questions. I appreciate everybody's time and efforts in moving the meeting much faster than anticipated. I know we scheduled out 2 hours for this meeting, but I think this again speaks to the preparation that we all do ahead of time to review the materials. And while we have IMF and TCTF allocations as standing recurring items for the subcommittee every spring, there could be other items that occur requiring our attention, and we've seen those pop up over the last month or so. And that may happen throughout this next upcoming year. We'll keep the members apprised as action items arise. That concludes our agenda. Is there any comment or anything for the good of the order, as they say, before we conclude our meeting today, Mr. Yamasaki?
One thing, thank you very much, Judge Kelly. One thing that I'm hoping that we can bring back to this subcommittee is maybe some guidance in going forward. The actions that are taken by this subcommittee have to go through a very formalized process, which of course is very important. But some of the items that we oftentimes consider may be a simple adjustment and an unexpected, let's say, increase in costs that are well within the scope of what is previously approved. Costs go up to some degree, and I'm hoping that going forward we might be able to propose an approach to dealing with unavoidable expenses to an approved item, but well within the overall budget, where you perhaps spend less than one item that has been approved, and it's can be absorbed by a slight increase than another. But it certainly would facilitate the whole process, I think, of allowing actions to take place. And of course, many of them are for the benefit of the trial courts. So hopefully we'll have a little more information to perhaps discuss going forward. But wanted to put that out on the radar as we provide a little more detail on what some of the stuff might entail. So just wanted to tee that one up.
And I'll say, if I may, you know, I appreciate that. I think that the concept is broadly, yes, the R&E, TICFAC, JWC Council, you need to have, you know, oversight and review of this, but there might be times where on the margin, there may be some minor technical adjustments that, you know, we could describe that may afford us the ability to make the adjustments with appropriate, again, transparency, but not necessarily having to go through the entire process of taking what might be a relatively minor issue all the way back through this process into the council. But we'd want to safeguard, you know, awareness, transparency, and accountability and all that. So thank you for that. That'd be a helpful tool for us. And we'll make sure to work with the committee on any potential solutions that we could consider.
Yeah, and I think it'll be helpful to provide some specifics so that everybody can kind of have some context of some of the details. So thank you very much.
Previews of what's to come. So unless there's anything else, then we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you again for everybody's time and attention. I appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
You as well. Thanks, thank you everybody. Very much, all.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.